Successful three-day Rio Grande, Rio Bravo Symposium in McAllen concluded. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas. After 3 days of discussion, collaboration, and reflection, Texas Water Foundation CEO Sarah Schlesinger closed the 2025 Rio Grande, Rio Bravo Binational River Symposium on Friday, November 7, 2025, at the Embassy Suites in McAllen, Texas. The event, hosted by the Texas Water Foundation, brought together more than 200 leaders, scientists, and policymakers from across the U.S.-Mexico border to address one of the most pressing issues of the century, water. Held under the theme, The River in 2050, the symposium invited participants to envision a future for the Rio Grande, Rio Bravo that goes beyond current constraints and toward long-term sustainability. It's very hard to look toward the future when the challenges seem so large, Schlesinger said in her closing remarks. But perhaps there's hope in looking at the river as one in recovery rather than one that is dying. That's part of the opportunity, to think differently about the river and what can still be done. Over 3 days, attendees participated in field activities, technical panels, and interactive discussions focused on the region's most urgent water challenges, including drought, increasing demand, groundwater depletion, and infrastructure stress. Participants represented federal and state agencies, NGOs, academic institutions, and local governments from both countries. Schlesinger emphasized that while the Rio Grande faces serious strain, collaboration and compliance remain the foundation for progress. The 1944 treaty between the U.S. and Mexico shouldn't be seen as an obstacle, she said. What I heard throughout our panels is that the path forward is compliance and collaboration, and it operates at the speed of trust. She also underscored the role of civic engagement and education in water stewardship. Public education is key, Schlesinger told participants. Teach the children, teach the adults, and let us all be adults in the room. One of the major outcomes of the symposium was the announcement by the North American Development Bank, NAD Bank, of new infrastructure funding to support cross-border water resilience projects. The Texas Water Foundation also launched plans for a forthcoming publication, The State of the Rio Grande, 2050, which will consolidate the ideas, research, and policy recommendations shared during the event. In her closing reflections, Schlesinger summarized the main lessons learned. We're consuming more than what hydrological conditions allow, she said. Water is both an economic and environmental issue for the United States and Mexico. Addressing water loss, conservation, and better data at every level is essential to our shared future. Before concluding the event, she expressed gratitude to the symposium's sponsors, staff, and speakers. I want to acknowledge the Rio Grande Joint Venture for its leadership in this process, she said. And to our Texas Water Foundation staff, thank you. Two people, in particular, deserve special thanks, Marissa Rodriguez, who managed logistics behind the scenes, and Colin McDonald, who organized this symposium and then put it back together when challenges arose. As McDonald took the stage, he reflected on the symposium's success and spirit of collaboration. This symposium could not happen without all of you, he said. It is for you, it is about you. We set the table, but it's your passion, your information, and your future that make this meaningful. Thank you so much, she said in her final words. We look forward to seeing you again in the future. Collaboration and trust are what will carry us forward, and we're all part of the same river, Schlesinger concluded. See related story. Binational leaders gather in McAllen to shape the future of the Rio Grande, Rio Bravo.